This is a 12-step guide to caregiving. I spent so many years going to self-help groups. I wanted to get support for what I now know was more of an empathy problem than a codependency. But attending the 12-step meetings would end up serving me well when I had to start dealing with my mother's progressive dementia. Mom was diagnosed by her neurologist 5 years ago with vascular dementia. It's a lot like Alzheimer's, but it presents a little bit differently. It is really the second most common form of memory loss. Since that time, Mom's fallen and broken her femur and her hip and become wheelchair bound. She was a vibrant woman, and if she knew the state she was in, she wouldn't want to live. But this podcast is more for caregivers, how to deal with the stress of caring for someone with Alzheimer's or dementia, whether they still live with you, whether they live in their home, or whether you, like me, have had to place your loved one in an assisted living facility, memory care unit, or nursing home. The 12 steps have helped me through this process, and I'm hoping, like the other programs, that Caregivers Anonymous can offer support. And this can be sort of a 12-step guide to start a discussion or to offer spiritual-based solutions. This is a difficult road for the caregiver, both emotionally and physically. The Serenity Prayer fits so well when dealing with the guilt and loss of this disease. Said any time when the stress of caregiving or the emotional weight feels too much to bear, the Serenity Prayer does help ease the burden. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Step one, if you know anything about AA or NA or Al-Anon or all of those 12-step-based programs, is this. I am powerless over my whatever, fill in the blank, and my life has become unmanageable. For me, I started to use it to deal with the unmanageability that I found with my mother's dementia and the caregiving and the guilt and all of the emotions that I go through kind of every minute on almost a minute-by-minute basis. I am powerless over my loved ones, Alzheimer's and dementia, and my life has become unmanageable. There are so many caregivers I know who feel their lives are unmanageable. My life has changed immensely since my mother's disease. If I'm not going to the assisted living to see her, I'm thinking about what's happening, or I'm making some kind of arrangement for a podiatrist to go, or calling the nurse to make sure mom is okay. And then my mother's dementia has exhibited an extreme anxiety. She's not mean. She's not nasty. She's just upset. And then it upsets me. So I say the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.